It's time for the Los Angeles Kings postgame show.
Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, anytime. Good times, all the time.
DePaul to the net, shoots, and scores!
With a full recap, highlights, scores from around the league, and your stars of the game, here are Nick Nixon and Darrell Evans.
Hi again, everybody. Back at the Bell MTS Place in Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Jets win it in overtime. Kyle Connor's goal at 1:37 from the right circle beat Jack Campbell on the short side. Connor's second goal of the game, and the Jets get the win and take the season series 2-1 against the Kings. Three stars of the game. Our third star goes to Eric Comrie. He wasn't busy in the third period. He picks up his second NHL win, and this is third game. The Winnipeg goaltender giving their number one Hellebuck the night off. Comrie with 16 saves is star number three. Jack Campbell, a strong game for the Kings. He got the Kings into overtime with some splendid saves late in regulation. One on Stastny, one on Connor. Jack Campbell's third start as a King, 36 saves. He is star number two. And with both Winnipeg goals, including the game winner, who else? Kyle Connor is the number one star. Connor, the rookie, now with 27 goals, only Brock Besser of Vancouver with more this year with 29. So Kyle Connor is star number one. Time right now for our Nestle Crunch hit of the game, and it came 7 minutes into the second period. Morrissey fights off the check, got it to Myers and to Kopp to the Kings line, and Kopp was sent flying by Jake Muzzin. Big hit right there by Jake Muzzin. Yeah, the Kings defenseman continues to play physical. That was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. We'll take a timeout. We'll have the highlights when the postgame returns. Jets win it in overtime tonight, 2-1. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Finally, spring is here. Or as we Californians call it, the usual. And now, the top reasons to visit Morongo.
Drive home in a Lexus RC. Play table games to win one Friday, March 30th.
Number two.
You can win a Porsche Macan this Sunday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Easter's easy. Bring the whole family for Carved Ham at Cafe Serrano or Prime Rib and Rack of Lamb at the buffet.
Morongo. Good times.
Every time a player gets crunched into the boards, it's hard not to think of a delicious Nestle Crunch Bar. A rich, creamy chocolate bar made with 100% real milk chocolate and crisp rice. Since 1938, the mouth-watering Nestle Crunch Bar is made with only the highest quality ingredients, made from sustainable cocoa beans, no artificial colors or flavors, and now it's available in dark chocolate. It's the classic crunch you know and love. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Available at your local grocery and convenience stores.
Winter's back, and you know what that means. Rats, mice, and other rodents are visiting your house to get warm. Stanley Pest Control experts provide flexible and customized pest solutions to protect you and your home. Be free of critters like ants, spiders, and those indoor breeding bed bugs. Family owned and operated since 1945, providing fast, professional, and guaranteed customer service. Call Stanley Pest Control now at 1-800-GOT-BUGS for a free inspection, or visit stanleypest.com.
Don't monkey with bugs. Stanley Pest Control. Call 1-800-GOT-BUGS.
Have you been told to have your knee, hip, or shoulder replaced? Do you want to avoid the pitfalls of joint replacement surgery? Now there's an alternative called stem cell therapy. My name is Dr. Peter Fields, the athletic doc. I specialize in regenerative orthopedics, which is fixing joints and spine without surgery. I've helped hundreds of people avoid total joint replacement, and I can help you too. Remember that once surgery is done, it can never be undone. For more information, please call 310-453-1234 or on the web at drfields.com. That's drfields.com.
Tyler Toffoli, Dustin Brown, and Doug McIntyre and Leanne Creedon play here. 790 KABC.
Jets in overtime, a win here tonight, so the Kings have 3 of 4 points on this four-game road trip, Thursday in Colorado and Saturday in Edmonton. Scoreless first period tonight. Winnipeg outshot the Kings 11-8 in the first period. And then the two teams traded goals in the second period, And at 8:42 of the second, it was the Kings that started the scoring. And Dion Phaneuf just on takes over. Phaneuf, a lead pass to Brown into the zone with Kopitar onside. Brown to Kopitar. Back to Brown, who scores. Oh, a perfectly executed give and go. Dustin Brown and Andre Kopitar with a 2-on-1. Brown gave it to Kopitar at the right circle, and Kopitar gave it right back to Brown for the tap-in. The game's first goal, Dustin Brown gets it. The Kings are up 1-0. His 23rd of the season. He had a goal last night late in the third period in St. Paul. Kopitar and Phaneuf with the assist, that goal at 8:42. So the Kings getting the game's first goal. But as the second period wound down, Winnipeg was able to tie it up. The other way, Wheeler in the zone to Scheifele to the left circle with a shot. Pass! Score! Kyle Connor on the deflection. Scheifele spotting Connor between the circles, gave him the puck in a perfect spot for the tip. And Kyle Connor has tied the game at one. His 26th of the season, Scheifele and Wheeler assisting. Blake Wheeler, his league-high 62nd assist. Again, that goal at 17:06 of the second, a 1-1 tie, and that's how the second period ended. Each team had a power play in the third, couldn't score, and then it really looked like the Kings were running out of gas. They were outshot 14-2 in the third period, and late in regulation, Jack Campbell came up with some big stops. This one came with a minute 30 left in regulation. Kings trouble getting it out in the slot. A shot. Glove save is made off Stastny by Jack Campbell. Turnover by the Kings. Stastny had the go-ahead goal on his stick, but Campbell with a huge stop with 1:31 left to play. Yeah, that was a great look for the former St. Louis Blues center. It was acquired at the deadline. A minute later, Jack Campbell came up big once again. A 1-1 tie. Bufflin on right wing. Scheifele in the zone. Scheifele a centering pass shot. Save is made off Connor by Campbell. Jack Campbell with another big stop late in the third period. And the Kings were able to hold on and get to overtime to put 1 point in the bank. And then in overtime, Tyler Toffoli had the Kings' best chance about a minute in, moved up the left wing and from the circle, looked like he hit the right post right about near the crossbar. And we kept playing in overtime. And then shortly thereafter, Winnipeg would end it. We played a minute 20 here in overtime and a 1-1 tie. Now Little to center ice with speed to the Kings' line. Feeds it off for Morrissey. Inside the blue line, moves to the right wing. Sends it down low. Little picks it up, brings it up high. Hands it off. Shot. Connor scores! A quick release by Kyle Connor at the right circle. Beat Jack Campbell on the short side. And Kyle Connor's second goal of the game is the game winner in overtime. It comes at 1:37. And the Jets get the win here on home ice. And for Kyle Connor, 27 goals. Little and Morrissey, the overtime assists. The goal at 1:37, 2-1, the final. We'll take a break. We'll look at the scoreboard, update the standings, and the final numbers when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
Finally, spring is here, or as we Californians call it, the usual. And now, the top reasons to visit Morongo.
Drive home in a Lexus RC. Play table games to win one Friday, March 30th.
Number two.
You can win a Porsche Macan this Sunday.
And the number one reason to go to Morongo Casino Resort and Spa this week.
Easter's easy. Bring the whole family for carved ham at Cafe Serrano or prime rib and rack of lamb at the buffet.
Morongo. Good times.
Your four tires are all that connect your car to the road. Thankfully, Cooper Tires has more than a century of experience in manufacturing comfortable, capable tires. Each Cooper Tire is made to last for thousands of miles and to help you safely get to where you need to go and back again. Their dedication to quality means they understand precisely why your tires matter, which is why you can count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. For information or to find a Cooper Tires dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. That's CooperTire.com.
When it comes to ranking pediatric orthopedic centers across the nation, U.S. News & World Report makes no bones about who's best. Children's Hospital Los Angeles. In fact, the Orthopedic Center at Children's Hospital Los Angeles is the only program in L.A. to be ranked as one of the top 10 in the nation by U.S. News for everything from simple fractures to complex spinal fusion procedures. To learn more, visit chla.org. Children's Hospital Los Angeles. We treat kids better.
Speed up on us with Fios by Frontier. Get 150 megs internet for the price of our usual 100 meg price. Sign up today for Fios internet, TV, and voice for just $80 a month for 12 months. Speed. It's in our fiber. Switch today at FiosByFrontier.com.
Limited time offer. Equipment and other fees apply. After 1 year, charged for services received. Speed not guaranteed. Fios marks are owned by Verizon Trademark Services, LLC, and used under license.
What gives a Happy Meal its smile? Is it the delicious four-piece chicken McNuggets with no artificial colors or preservatives? The kid-size fries? The apple slices? Or the low-fat milk? Maybe. But we think what gives a Happy Meal its smile is watching the whole family enjoying a meal. With a McDonald's Happy Meal, everyone enjoys together. Just $3 on the all-new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Don't wait until the tax deadline to get the most from your tax return. Tax Defense Partners can help you now to get the best refund and put you in the best tax position possible. Don't overpay or lose any part of your refund to the IRS, and call Tax Defense Partners now at 888-884-1165. If you have a tax problem, don't fight the IRS alone. Avoid further tax trouble, penalties, interest, and late fees. Call Tax Defense Partners now at 888-884-1165.
From the Kings, baby!
7979-KABC.
Postgame continues here in Winnipeg. The Jets win it in overtime by a score of 2-1. Time now for our Stanley Pest Control Pest of the Game. We'll give it to Derek Forbert. Got a skate to the right side of the head last night in the game, a laceration on his right ear. Played a regular shift here tonight. Played a lot. Played almost 24 and a half minutes, and he led everybody with 7 blocked shots. So a valiant effort by Derek Forbert. He is our Pest of the Game. When you find a pest in your house, call Stanley Pest Control at 1-800-GOT-BUGS or find them at stanleypest.com. Let's pause 10 seconds right now for station identification on the Kings Radio Network.
News. Talk. Evolve. KABC. Los Angeles. Orange County. A Cumulus station.
And a look at the final numbers in this game. Shots on goal one-sided. Winnipeg 38 and the Kings only 17, matching a season low. Winning goaltender Eric Comrie, his second start this year, his record 1-1. The loser, Jack Campbell, his third start, his record 1-0-2. Jets, one of the best home records in the NHL. They now have 27 home wins. They're 27-7-2 here at home. Kings on the road, they do get a point. They're 21-13-4 on the road. Neither team scored with the power play. Kings were 0-for-2. Jets were 0-for-4. Jets had 4 straight power play chances in the game, but the Kings' penalty kill has been over 90% the last 14 games. It was perfect here tonight. Kyle Connor, both goals for the Jets. He's got 27 on the year. Dustin Brown's goal for the Kings, his 23rd. Now around the NHL, Colorado and Chicago, and third period winding down. Avalanche trying to hold on. They have a 3-1 win. Kerfoot, Rantanen, and Barry for Colorado. Seabrook for Chicago. 5 minutes left. Colorado 3, Chicago 1. Vegas at the end of one at home. 3-0 over Vancouver. Marc-Andre Fleury in goal. Eakin, Marchessault, and Belmar for Vegas. 3-0 Vegas over Vancouver after one. First period in San Jose, 1-1. The Sharks and the Devils. Eric Fair for San Jose. The Devils have just tied it up. 8:41 left first period. Columbus wins their ninth straight. They win in New York 5-3 against the Rangers. Panarin led the way with the hat trick. Washington helped out the Kings. They beat Dallas in regulation 4-3. Ovechkin is league-high 44th goal. For Dallas, the big boys got goals. Radulov, Ben, and Sagan. Washington wins at 4-3. Edmonton wins in Carolina 7-3. Seven different Oilers scored, but not Connor McDavid. Pittsburgh in New York against the Islanders. Islanders win at 4-1. Eberle had a goal. The rookie Barzal had a goal for the winners. 4-1 Islanders over Pittsburgh. Florida is staying in the hunt for a playoff in the East. 7-2 win in Ottawa. They had seven different goal scorers tonight. Sevier, Dadonov, Vetrano, McGinn, McCann, Yandel, and Bjugstad. In a shootout in Detroit, the Red Wings beat the Flyers 5-4. Dylan Larkin had a pair of goals for Detroit. Reed, Couturier, Gostisbehere, and Konechny for Philadelphia. Shootout win for the Red Wings 5-4 at home over Philly. Tampa Bay edges Toronto 4-3. Killorn, Kucherov, McDonough, and Hedman. For Tampa Bay, the red-hot James Van Riemsdyk. Two more goals for Toronto, but the Lightning win it 4-3. And here tonight, Kyle Connor's overtime goal gives Winnipeg a 2-1 lead. So, in the playoff race for second and third in the division, San Jose 89 points. They're playing right now with New Jersey, tied at one. The Kings 2 points behind San Jose. And after all the action tonight, the Sharks will still have a game in hand on the Kings. Anaheim not playing tonight. They're 1 point behind the Kings, and now they have a game in hand on the Kings. Anaheim 86 points, a wild card. Colorado won. They now have 88 points, and they have moved to within 2 points of third place Minnesota in the Central Division. So right now, the two wild cards are Colorado and Anaheim. Dallas has fallen 2 points behind the wild card race, and Dallas is running out of games. They only have 8 games left. They just finished a 6-game road trip, went winless, 0-4-2. Again, we want to thank our network producers, Michael Stark and Andre Padilla tonight, on-site producer Mike Guyason. And next up, as the road trip continues, Thursday in Denver with the Avalanche against Nathan MacKinnon, an MVP candidate this year for sure. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with the pregame, 6 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 KBC and the radio network TV Fox Sports West at 6 o'clock. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Winnipeg. Again, the final score in overtime, the Jets 2 and the Kings 1. So long, everybody.